I'm Sharon Betters, and you are listening to the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and we are continuing on our journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. Today's devotional is He Knows My Name, and today's treasure is from Luke 24, verses 5 through 7. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. Deep depression most likely dragged Mary and the disciples into a dark pit. The one she loved was dead, but there was one more thing she could do to serve her master. We know the women followed his body to the Garden of Gethsemane and watched as Joseph of Arimathea tenderly and carefully placed his body in the tomb. Instead of curling up in the fetal position, giving in to fear, Mary led several women to the tomb with spices to prepare Jesus' body for burial. They went at early dawn while it was still dark. They knew the tomb was sealed with a large stone. Who did they think would roll the stone away and give them access? Friends, this is such a picture of faith, taking one step at a time, not knowing where those steps would lead. They need not have worried about the stone because it was already rolled away. They did not find the dead body of their Savior. Instead, two men, or angels, in dazzling apparel, stood by them. The women bowed to the ground, frightened once more. Yet the men were not there to hurt them, but to give great news, as we read in Luke 24:5. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. The angels reminded them of Jesus' own words in Luke 24:6-7. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. I love this. Because I was a pastor's wife and Bible study teacher, my friends could have concluded it was useless to remind me of God's word while I was in the throes of grief. Yet, His word was the only unchangeable factor in my life. More than once, friends moved me from a dark midnight to see a light in that darkness by reminding me of Jesus' words, just as the angels reminded the women of Jesus' words with a declaration, not a question. The women did as the angel said. They told the disciples about Jesus' missing body and the message of the angels. The disciples responded as many of us might have. They discounted their testimony, concluding the women were just emotionally undone, and this was all wishful thinking, as we read in Luke 24, verses 8 through 11. And they, the women, remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Oh, friends, how often do we too refuse to believe the testimony of others about the life-giving power of Jesus, concluding our circumstances are beyond his help? Jesus' crucifixion crushed his disciples so much that they did not remember him telling them this would happen. Fear and a sense of betrayal by their rabbi forced the 3 years of teaching into the dark places in their hearts. Even when Mary told them Jesus was alive, they refused to believe her, their grief too deep, blinding them to the light peeking through the darkness. Oh, sisters, how often we are in the same place. Betrayal, tragedy, unspeakable sin against us or someone we love, death. All of these can crush our faith, cause us to question whether anything we believed about Jesus and his Father is true. But God, he pursues his lame lambs as he pursued the women at the tomb and the disciples. The angel spoke truth, and the women remembered the words of Jesus. When our hurting friends react as the disciples did, we may want to give up trying to remind them of the promises of God. But the message of the women broke through the walls of fear in two of the disciples. John and Peter ran to the grave, desperate to cling to any thread of hope. Oh, this is a message for you. If you are ready to quit, so broken you cannot imagine embracing faith in Jesus ever again, this is the time to run to Him, to hear the messages of hope your friends bring, reminding you of His mercy, love, and grace. Friends, He calls you by name. Oh Lord, how can it be? You know my name. You know my going and my comings, the words I speak, the words I hold back. You know my heart, yet you love me completely. May your grace flow from me to others. Friends, thanks so much for joining us for this Daily Treasure podcast as we continue to journey to Easter with the women of the resurrection. And, you know, I'm just thinking about Mary and what an incredible moment for her to hear Jesus call her name in the middle of darkness. She didn't recognize his voice until she heard him say, Mary. And you know what? He calls each of us by name, doesn't he? He reminds us over and over again in the scripture of how he calls us by name. What a precious gift he gives to us with that intimacy. As you may know, we are celebrating our 30th anniversary of ministry for Mark Inc. this year. We are so excited to see the blessings that God has given to us over the years. All glory to him. And we hope that you will help us celebrate by telling us your story of how perhaps you heard him call your name in the middle of darkness through one of our resources, where you received hope when you were hanging on to life by your fingernails, or maybe you were better equipped to walk by faith in the mundane moments of life. Will you share your story with us? And when you do, we're going to put you in a drawing, and we are going to pick out three winners this month, and we're going to send you a special thank you gift for sharing your story. You can just go to helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org, where you can share your story. And again, you'll be put into a drawing and you might win a very special prize. Thanks so much for joining us. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Okay, Phil, this is Tuesday for week 3 of Journey to Easter. You know, it's pretty amazing as I think about Mary and her life and how Jesus moved her from misery to experience his mercy into ministry to others. Isn't that a beautiful picture of resurrection power? A beautiful picture of what he does in our lives when we soak in his word, when we pursue intimacy with him. What a beautiful picture of redemption. As we think about that picture of redemption and we continue on our journey to Easter with these incredible women, I hope that you will pray about how you can help us continue to offer the help and hope of Jesus through Daily Treasure and our other resources. And for your gift of $50 or more, we are going to donate a copy of Treasures in Darkness to a local funeral home or to a grieving family. I wrote Treasures in Darkness as a gift to those coming behind me whose hearts were broken and who might be struggling with grief. And so we are touching lives with your gift in many ways by supporting the production of more resources, but also with this personal touch of Treasures in Darkness. So go to helpandhopenow.org, that's helpandhopenow.org, where you can safely give, and think about also subscribing to our e-news while you're there so you don't miss any of our new resources. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.